Now, why I clicked on this, I have no idea, but I did. And, well, maybe it's because it is a necessity. In this world we're living in, when, and we've talked about this, a lot of people have talked about how, you know, you're doing this hand washing continuously. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people's hands are getting rough and cracked, and you're having to find ways that you got to moisturize.
They did initially, but since after the first week or two, mine seemed to straighten out.
Really?
Yeah.
You built up the immunity, huh?
I think so.
I use Dove soap, and it's got lots of moisturizer in it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a tip for you.
I wonder too if it's warmer weather might help.
Might
too.
Help because that could be.
It's not as dry.
Right.
Could be.
Well, you'd be happy to know that Yahoo Life. You know, Yahoo.com, apparently they have a life segment, and it has put a list together of the 18 most coveted hand soaps and lotions.
Ah.
And I'm not going to do all 18, but I was intrigued by some of these hand lotions and soaps here. For example, you could get the Beekman 1802 Goat Milk Hand Wash and Lotion.
Hey, that's mine. No, I'm joking.
Of all the things I search for when it comes to lotion, I'm not searching out goat milk, I got to tell you, but apparently it's in this lotion, goat milk. Hmm. Which, by the way, also comes in the handy metal carrying container, and so it's for the price of only $38.
Is that all?
Yeah, $38.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm wondering what the price is if you take away the metal carrying case, but I don't know. How about the Love Beauty and Planet Daily Detox Hand Wash Soap that includes tea tree oil and vetiver?
Sure.
Tea tree oil. So you got your goat's milk, you got your tea tree oil. Again, I apparently got to read these hand lotion, these ingredients better.
Probably don't want to read them.
I love this one. The name of it, the brand is Toms of Maine. Toms of Maine, who is a prebiotic moisturizing natural liquid hand soap with gentle lavender.
Oh, lavender.
Well, I did not.
Lavender in a lot of things.
Well, yeah, I understand, but I did not know there was a category. I didn't know this is with the gentle lavender. Is there a harsh lavender? I mean, if my hands really need it. Maybe I need something a little bit more than just gentle. I need a little roughiness there. I don't know. I get the gentle lavender. How about the Avalon Organics Refreshing Lemon Glycerin Hand Soap?
Hey.
Lemon glycerin?
Glycerin's pretty good for you.
Well, yeah. Moisturizing.
I've heard of nitroglycerin, but I'm not familiar with it. Lemon glycerin would probably really take care of some clean hands.
That would create the cracks. I mean, that would get rid of the cracks in a hurry.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do we have? Just a couple of more. Oh, the Dove, speaking of Dove.
Ah!
The Dove Lavender and Yogurt.
Yogurt soap?
Foaming liquid hand wash soap.
I'm not using that. No, not on my list.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, well, do I have to really get this? Could I not just, next time I purchase yogurt, just get an extra pack and, you know?
Lather up
in yogurt, eh?
One for my intake and one for my hands. Yeah. Well, and it's yogurt foaming. So, and this is my favorite one, perhaps. It's the Marin Skin. Let's see. How do I read this? The Marin Skin Dope Hemp and Hand Body Wash.
Dope.
That's what it says. It says Dope Hemp and Hand Body Wash.
Yeah, you're dope if you use it, I guess.
Soap on a rope.
Or dope on a rope.
It only cost you $34, too, by the way.
Of course.
Oh, sure.
Maybe that's the market price of certain ingredients. I don't know. Anyway, just in case you're interested, when you're next time you're in the store, you might want to search for these types, because Yahoo Life says these are the best ones to get in case you want to stay more.
Ah, well.
I'm just, you know, I search out, let's see, cheap price. There it is.
I don't know exactly what went on, but I know that when I used to work in a grocery store as a teenager, and they had a butcher department there, and weekly the Wayne Soap Company would come by there and take all the scraps from the butcher department. So the soap is made out, in many cases, from the fat from the butcher shop.
Huh. Yeah.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I'm surprised you can remember that far back.
Oh, actually, yeah. Well, oh. Let's go take an acuity test and see who fares better.
I'm staying out.
I'd be happy to.
I'm sure you'd come out better.
At this time, Pat and Charlie leave the conversation. And Dave and Art continue on their own.
Talk old times, eh?